Now, here's a statistic that might actually prove a little shocking for you. Every single minute, there is an estimated 30 incidences of stroke happening worldwide. And even just here in Australia, it's costing our healthcare system around $5 billion every year, claiming lives daily. Now, while the rate of stroke-related deaths is decreasing, a very surprising US study has shown that the numbers of young people affected is actually on the rise. So why exactly is this stereotypically old person's disease reaching our youth? Well, 2SER breakfast producer Mina Kitsos explains.
Stroke remains one of Australia's biggest killers and a leading cause of disability, affecting around 50,000 people every year. Wrapping up over the weekend, National Stroke Week aims to empower the community through improving awareness of risk factors and the signs of stroke. An initiative of the Stroke Foundation, the annual event spotlights education around stroke and combats misconceptions, a common one being that young people cannot fall victim. A US study conducted this year indicates that strokes among millennials have increased at an alarming rate over the last decade. Researchers found a 32% spike in strokes among 18 to 34-year-old women and a 15% rise for men in the same age range. Although death rates of stroke are continuing to decrease nationally, the rising trends for youth are concerning, as a third of stroke survivors are already under 65. Stroke Foundation National Manager Jude Serenkowski says that for young people, a stroke becomes a fork in the road, with the psychological impact naturally proving more challenging than for older people affected.
When you have a stroke younger, the impact is obviously right across your lifetime. And that can affect all the normal things in life that we aspire to, finishing our education, getting a job, starting a relationship, and maybe even having a family. And all these things can be impacted by ongoing disability. So I think definitely there's definitely an increased risk of depression and anxiety for young people after a stroke, because the issues that they face can be incredibly serious.
Stroke occurs when blood supply to the brain is cut off, either by a blocked artery or a ruptured blood vessel. Without a continuous supply of oxygen and nutrients, brain cells die rapidly, and consequences can be fatal if medical attention is not received immediately. The majority of strokes, however, are preventable, caused by modifiable risk factors. These include diabetes, obesity, physical inactivity, drug use, and, as newer research reveals, artificial sweeteners. Stroke specialist Dr. Caleb Ferguson says that there is a need for medical professionals to better understand the risks specific to younger patients.
I think there's a lot of work to be done within the healthcare sector to sort of to educate people around about some of the risk factors that are different for younger people, and also to recognising stroke in sort of the younger population as well. A lot of the time when these patients present, it's not something that might be front of mind for a lot of clinicians. It is something that sort of is predominantly more affects the very elderly.
In the last 20 years, stroke treatment and care has seen major multidisciplinary medical advancements, namely the growing availability of clot retrieval treatments and the development of a clot-busting drug. Patients cared for in a dedicated stroke unit, staffed by a specialist medical team with expertise in stroke management, perform considerably better during the recovery process. Dr. Ferguson says that there needs to be more of an emphasis on training younger people to recognize the signs of stroke.
Young people are sort of less likely to think that they're having a stroke, so recognition of the signs and symptoms is quite problematic and challenging for that population. And I guess there's a lot of work to be done in terms of raising awareness around about what the signs and symptoms of stroke are. Probably to date, the target groups for getting that health promotion message out has really been sort of middle-aged and sort of the elderly group. But there's a lot of work to be done in terms of getting the fast message out to even say children at school and sort of the adolescent years as well.
The FAST, or FAST method, is a critical response tactic used as a way to recognise stroke warning signs and symptoms. F stands for face, checking for drooping features. A is for arms, seeing if the person can lift their arms. S is for speech, is the person slurring and having trouble communicating? And finally, T is for time. Calling 000 is considered the most crucial component, with damage and risk of disability increasing by the minute. A 2016 survey by Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center found 73% of respondents under 45 years old experiencing the first signs of stroke would delay going to the hospital and instead wait to see if their symptoms improved, thereby missing what physicians call the golden window, the crucial first 3 hours after a person experiences the first symptoms of a stroke. Australian actor Luke Webb was only 20 when he had a stroke. The diagnosis, he says, was a shock and difficult to come to terms with.
You know, you've heard family members or you hear about people having strokes, generally older. So I always thought a stroke was an old person's disease, really. I became really severely depressed and I fell into a black hole and I felt that hindered my rehab quite a lot, actually. It hindered my recovery and for so long I didn't talk to anyone about it or didn't do anything about it.
The effects of stroke often extend beyond physical impairment to psychological harm. Up to 30% of stroke survivors experience mood disorders, from depression to anxiety. These conditions aren't always identified because stroke, anxiety, and depression have many symptoms in common, from fatigue to problems with memory and difficulty controlling emotions. Luke says he struggled to access resources to deal with his psychological state post-stroke.
You know, when people have a stroke and they're in hospital and they get their stroke care packs and they're ready to go home, I don't think that's something that is covered. It wasn't for me. You know, there was nothing, it was that, here's this number, here's that number, here's this brochure, here's that brochure, but nothing was said. You know, if you're not coping, here's a number you can call or here's a psychologist you can speak to. A lot of people just think stroke affects, you know, your physical ability. They don't see stroke so much affecting your mental ability either.
Ms. Serenkowski says that while learning the FAST method is important, offering support to young stroke victims is a vital part of the recovery process.
Just reach out. Make the effort to really find out what's going on for that person. What could you help them with? A lot of the things that young stroke survivors will want, which is, you know, a continuing social network, invitations to things, coffee, trips away, all those things. The worst possible outcome is when someone who's had a stroke starts to get excluded from those things.
This is Mina Kitsos reporting for 2SER.